Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me?
I can hear you. I can.
You can hear me now?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, good. Yes, I don't know what happened.
Oh, wow. Went right down to the second.
Yes. Well, you hear me and I hear you. So right now.
Yes, ma'am.
Don't come on. Don't say anything until I tell you to come on, okay? But I'm glad
okay.
that you hear me.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Standing at a crossroads, what do you do? Real sweet, when a fork is in the road, when the world is on your shoulders, when your back is up against the wall. What do you do? You hold on and keep the faith. Tell somebody on your road, stay. Come on, tell somebody sitting around you, keep the faith.
Good evening. I am going to start. We're doing things differently. Just like I told you several weeks ago that I'll be doing things a little bit different than I normally do. I'm just letting the spirit lead me. I want to start off with a pep talk. I cherish the life and make the most of it. My life is mine for making, for the making. I choose how to direct my energy, and I focus on how to prioritize my time. I expect good things to happen, and I'm not derailed if they don't. I look for whatever I can learn from my struggles. You know that saying that says, every day, you know, when you're talking to someone or you hear something, you always... You learn something new every day. So God is going to be with you, and he's going to allow you to learn those things, see those things that you need to see. He said, I look forward to what I learn from my struggles, because sometimes we do go to struggles daily. But we should seek to learn and grow from unwelcome experiences and circumstances. Because some of these things are here for us to help us to get through those struggles and circumstances. And you should take time out for fun and simple pleasure daily. Now, those things, when I say fun, it can be something your favorite thing to do, looking at a show that you get a lot of interest in and makes you smile, or you just get tuned into it. Or even if you want to eat something special that you enjoy eating. I'm not saying doing it daily, but doing it throughout the week to make you feel better. So, and that helps you to get through some of these struggles and experience and circumstances. And also, we should treat our bodies like the temple. It is to be eating nutrition food and getting good exercise. If you walk around your house instead of sitting down all day long, walking around your house, stretch. Go up and down your steps for a little while. Just some type of exercise to keep your mind and body working. And when an exciting opportunity arises, you can cease by sitting still, meditate. And you should commit to engaging in sacred, natural nature of the world. We should trust God within and help, and he will help guide you through these steps. Let him lead you, and he will help you to make the most of your life and that day. In Psalms 23:6, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord all my whole life long. We must try to change our ways to enjoy our life better, and it will also help us to avoid unwelcome circumstances and experiences. But even if we do go through those experiences, we always ask God to come in the midst of it and help us to be able to have a great day. Most of the days, I always ask God to give me divine order, to help me to the things that I would like to do and the things that he wants me to do. And I promise you, by the end of the day, you would have accomplished those things that you wanted to accomplish and God wanted you to accomplish. So sometimes we can change the outlook of our day. Sometimes we can get in a mood. We can feel lonely, depressed, or whatever. But we can change that by not focusing on those things and focusing on God and asking God to come in the midst of this situation and this day to make it straight. And he will do just that. And I wanted to start off with a pep talk because sometimes we have to give ourselves pep talks to get out of those emotional feelings, those doubts, those guilt, all of those things that can bother you today and mess up your day. We have to give ourselves a pep talk and knowing that we can get through this day. It started off bad, but I know by the end of the day, I'm going to feel better. I'm not going to let that thing stop me from having a great day. So try to find ways to stop those feelings that comes on, even if it comes on sometimes at the beginning of the day, in the morning. No, don't let your whole day be the same as your morning. Help find ways that will make you smile and get out of that particular feelings that you are in. Because you're going to have some, you're going to have more of these during the storm. The storm is not very pleasant. But just knowing that if we keep God's word in our lives, he'll change that day and that morning or whatever time of the day. He will change that completely. Ask for divine order. Make a list of things that you need to do during the day and see how many things that you accomplish when you ask God for divine order. Order in your life. Getting rid of those feelings that you sometimes get. And it takes a hold of you and you can't seem to change it. But change the way that you think. just speak it. I'm not going to have this thought in my body the rest of the day. God is going to give me the strength to get through it and not to keep having experiencing those doubts and those fears and those emotions. Give yourself a pep talk and asking for divine order. And I promise you, your day will not be the same. Tonight, we're going to have a speaker, a testimony. And I am going to bring her on later. But I wanted to start off with the pep talk. Also, letting you know that you can change your day. You can change the way your day begins if it's not pleasant. But tonight I want to talk about the topic, am I going crazy? Because during this storm, you're going to have those feelings. And I want to talk about it because most of the time when you lose a loved one and those the things that happen in your life, you question yourself. You ask the question. You ask yourself that question. Am I going crazy? No, you're not. Because crazy feelings are normal in grief. It's natural for you to feel those feelings. You might have mood changes at the drop of a hat, or the life seems your life seems incredibly empty. You're overwhelmed by feelings of anger, guilt, sadness, loneliness, while others may not feel anything because you know what? They put their problems and their feelings in a box and they leave it there because they don't want to feel. They don't want to come to the senses knowing that, yes, someone did leave my loved one is no longer here. And you start feeling all these difficult feelings, not able to sleep. You're crying constantly, unable to shed a single tear or just so many different things that you feel that you think that you're going crazy, but you're not because these crazy feelings are normal when you first lose a loved one. But if you ever feel like you're going crazy, one of the best things that you can do is to find others who are grieving, who knows about grief, and can tell you what you're experiencing. So find someone else that might, you know, a friend or relative that had a loss, and you talk to that person. And if both of you are feeling crazy things, you feel the crazy things together. But, and you might laugh about it, but at the end, I'm sure you will have peace about it because you both are feeling the same type of experience. And sometimes talking to someone, it helps because it allows you to know that you are not going crazy. You're not the only one feeling those different emotions. So just know that when you lose a loved one, you will experience and feel those things. You will feel like you're going crazy. And also some of the things that you do. You said, you know what? After talking to that person, it doesn't feel so crazy after all because she or he's doing the same thing. Are feeling the same thing. So it's always good to share and not bottle up those feelings inside. The other thing also, before I bring my guest on tonight, I want you to know that these different stages of grief, it's so unpredictable. Your feelings are very unpredictable. One minute you can smile, the next minute you're crying. You don't feel good because you start thinking about memories and different things that you and that person, how close that the two of you were. So it is okay to feel those things. Just like I mentioned that the three N's of grief. Grief is normal because it is how people respond when someone they love has transitioned. Grief is natural, and it's natural to feel this way because we are human. Because we were created to grieve, just as we are created to love. When we love, and when we lose someone we love, we grieve. And grief is necessary. Grief provides a healthy cope with the loss and everything that it means to us. And also, when you feel like you are in the shock of your loss, do you know that being in a shock helps you to get through that moment? Because it's more or less, it freezes you. It puts you in a certain time zone. It's more or less that you're not thinking about it because it helps you not to fall apart. Because when you're in a shock, you're pretty much not focusing. You can't think. You don't know what to do. And that is a healthy way for grief because it helps you to cope better when you are in a shock. So all of these different emotions happens, but it is a part of grief and the journey that we all have to take when we grieve. I'm going to bring on Vanessa Bonner, and she is going to just talk for a few minutes, and she's going to introduce herself and tell us about a few things about her husband that's transitioned only 11 months ago. In January 2021, her husband transitioned. And she's going to talk about just a few things, and I might ask her a couple of questions. But I want you to see where she's at this particular time. It's very new. So she's still going through a whole lot of emotions. But I am so glad that she decided that to be a part of us so we can help her get through this journey together. Because what God says, that he never intended for us to suffer alone. He created us to care for and support one another. And that's what we're here to do. And to be strong in the sense of the word by letting yourself grieve. Vanessa.
Okay, good evening. Again, my name is Vanessa Bonner, and I lost my husband after being married to him 21 years, January the 4th of 2021. He was a doctor. He was a cardiologist and well-known in Anniston, Alabama, which we resided there. And we have a home here in Georgia, which we had built for our retirement. Unfortunately, he only had an opportunity to see me on weekends, and during the week, he was working. My husband contracted COVID. It was believed that he may have had appendicitis, which was probably undiagnosed, but he was basically a healthy man. from the day of our anniversary, which is November the 20th, I knew something wasn't right because I couldn't, you know, get in touch with him. But to make a long story short, when I did receive flowers that day, I felt like that would be my last time that I would receive flowers. So my husband became ill on our anniversary and was in the hospital on the respirator until the time of his death. I have endured so much. I have been, he gave us hope four times, like he was going to get well. Four times he fought, but he didn't make it. But anyway, I am still in somewhat a state of shock. I'm not as angry as I was. I'm afraid a lot. I'm afraid that something's going to happen to me a lot of times because it was so close to home. I mean, I have anxiety a lot. I'm very lonely. I'm very alone. I miss my husband so much. And I love him so much. I dream about him a lot. I have had to close his practice. I've had to sell our home. There are a lot of assets that I had to take charge. He has three sons. They're my stepsons and a step-granddaughter. But basically, I'm doing this by myself. I have a brother that's very, very close to me. And he's taking it very, very hard. I worry about him. But basically, I'm alone a lot, and I get so afraid. But I have to say that I'm in therapy. I have gotten into other grief groups. I tried to use that as my medication. I have learned to really, really rely on God because through this, God has showed me who he truly is, and he has sent people in my life to show me their love. I know that the season is coming, that this is going to be the first anniversary without my husband, the first Thanksgiving, the first Christmas, and the first New Year. But I do know that it's like I have a little bit of fear of the unknown going on. But I keep thinking about how God has brought me through, and that's basically my support. I talk to him a lot, you know, while I'm walking through this house, and a lot of times when I wake up in the morning, I have to kind of stop telling myself that it's like I keep saying, God, you know, I miss my husband. I want to see my husband. And it's like a thought that just runs away from me, and I have to bring myself back to reality. It's not time for you to see your husband. You know, I still try to fight for my life. Even when he had COVID, the doctors were looking for me to come in the hospital. A lot of people have come to me and says, you know, that God spared my life because I have a purpose to fulfill. And one of my greatest purpose is my music. And for the first time, I did step out and do a solo on Sunday. And that helped me. So I know that on this side, now I really have to fulfill my purpose. That's basically it. My husband, I just want to describe him. He was a country man. He was a professional man, but he was a loving man. He loved his patients. He was a good doctor. He did a lot of indigent cases. He cared. He was just a good man. He was a good father. He took very good care of his children, and he took very good care of me. So that's basically it.
Vanessa, I know it was very hard for you to give that testimony. I know it wasn't easy. because, like I say, it's not having been even a year since he's transitioned. But I wanted you to talk about him because sometimes it's bottled up, and sometimes releasing those feelings, it helps too. And you were very transparent in things that you have gone through and going through. And all of those things are natural, but it doesn't, you know, even though I can say that in time that you'll feel better, that's not what you want to hear. You want that connection back with your husband. You want your husband back if you could, if God would. All of those things that you want. But it's difficult at this time because it's so new. And you have described that you were in shock, and you also have a fear of the unknown. And that is, all of those feelings are normal feelings, and especially this time of the year, and also because you're having to do everything yourself. And all of those fear that you have is normal. But I'm glad that you know that God is in the midst of everything, that he's been there for you, and he will continue to be there for you.
Yeah.
And if you also told me to go on YouTube to listen to the to your when you went this past weekend to sing, were you in your colors that you had on was black and white?
Yes.
Okay. I wasn't sure when I heard the lady singing a solo, and I said, I've only heard your voice. I've never met you. So I didn't know whether that was you or not. But audience, I want you to know that she has a voice like an angel.
Mm-hmm.
So her purpose, if her purpose is here to sing those beautiful songs, and whatever way that he wants you to work to inspire others by your music and your voice, your voice is like an angel. I mean, you can sing like your voice, the pitch of your voice. It's like Mahalia Jackson, Aretha Franklin. I mean, her voice is amazing. I will say, is that really Vanessa? Because when you sing, your voice is different. You sound different when you're singing. But just knowing that you're going to share, whenever we go back where we can see each other in person, I would love for you to be a to sing some of those songs for us at our anniversary or whatever, because your voice is absolutely beautiful. I mean,
I said, is that
her? It looked like you were a professional singer. I'll be honest with you. I mean, it was just so amazing. I mean, your voice, the pitch, I mean, how high note that you can, you know, the way you were singing that song, it was just awesome. So I'm glad that you allowed me to see that, because now that I see the other part of you. I just don't hear the voice. Now I see the person, and I see the beautiful voice that God has given you. And whatever purpose that God is going to lead you to continue to sing like that, I mean, I know there's something special for you to do. But getting back to you right now, as far as your testimony, thank you so much for being brave enough to come on and talk about it so soon. But I just felt the need that others should hear that if, you know, we are not going through these changes alone. A lot of the things that you experienced, they have experienced, us experiencing also. So just knowing that it's so important that we reach out to you and help each other through this storm that we're going through. And I've gone through it, and I hope that I can be a blessing to you as far as helping you to get through it and all the others that are on the line. Anyone else wants to reach out to you can patron them. I think one of the ladies already have reached out to you as well. But anyway, thank you so much for giving us that wonderful testimony. And I know it wasn't easy, just knowing that that God will continue to be with you and help you to get all those things done that you need to get done. And I think, and I know it's been a blessing for your brother, the things that he's been doing for you. So just knowing that God is going to continue to put the dots together and get those things done that you need to get done.
Thank you.
Is there anything else you want to say before we go up there?
I just know that I've just been experiencing so much love that I never have really before, and I'm just so grateful to God that because there's no way we could do this by ourselves. I just know it, and you know I'm learning how to separate grief from my spiritual walk, because that's all I have now. That's all I have. So know that he is the anchor. He is the anchor through this.
Yes. He is our refuge in a time of trouble, a time of any battle that we're dealing with. He's there.
Yes. So thank you for allowing me to have this opportunity to share. I appreciate it.
You are welcome. Thank you so much for sharing. And I hope that you have encouraged someone else, just knowing that it's only 11 months and you can actually speak and share how you feel and what you're going through. And I just want each one of you to pray for Vanessa and pray for her that she will be able to continue to walk in the direction where God wants her to, for her gift and her purpose in life, and also to help her, to give her the strength that she needs to get through the storm, and especially this time of the year when there's so many memories of things that she and you will be doing this holiday, and the memories that you have of your loved one. So pray for each other, but pray for her to get through this time in her life, and asking God to give her that strength that she needs to be able to persevere through this all. And thank you once again, Vanessa, for coming on.
You're welcome.
Sorry for, I know I may have sung a little out of order, but my computer has been acting crazy. You don't see it, but I can see it. So pretty much is, I'm not sure what's happening. Every now and then I get something where the computer does a lot of crazy stuff. I can see, but you guys can't see. So excuse me if I wasn't very clear on some things and sound like I wasn't prepared. It's just that what I'm seeing on the computer is unusual. So please excuse me for that. Yes. Vanessa and I had a little bit of, it was difficult getting her on the air tonight. So excuse me for that. And like I say, you know, technology sometimes doesn't always work the way you want to work, but excuse me for that. If I did seem unsettled because of that, but I'm glad that all of you can hear me at this particular time. It is, looking at the time, we have no more time left on our show. So thanks again, Vanessa, and thank you for tuning in tonight. And we will continue on with our grief session about different topics dealing with the storm. And the book that I am getting my information from, teaching from, he is Kenneth Holt, and he wrote the four books together, A Time to Grieve, and I'll be talking through some of those different books, pulling some information that will help you, and also have other testimonies throughout the month of November and December. And one thing I want to, there's a quote in this book: don't put on a happy face because you think it's expected. So grieve the way that you feel that you need to grieve. Don't let anyone else make you feel that you have to put on a happy face or that you at a different level in your grieving journey. Be natural. Be yourself. Grieve the way that you want to grieve. And it says, grief denied is grief unhealed. Grief denied is grief unhealed. It's important that you grieve, because that's how you get your healing. Don't let anyone tell you different, because each person grieves differently. And that is all I have for you tonight. And tune in again next week, the same time. And at the same time, from 10 to 10:30 p.m. Be blessed and have a great evening.